Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a warehouse code style chopped vinyl texture blend in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the smart way for drum and bass. Gritty, controlled, musical, and ready to sit behind a real arrangement instead of just sounding cool in solo. The goal here is not to make a full loop that fights your drums and bass. The goal is to create a texture system, something you can drop into an intro, a breakdown, a turnaround, or a restrained drop section to add dust, movement, and at worn-in warehouse atmosphere. Think of it like sonic fog with a pulse. It should feel like it came from a record bin that's been opened in a concrete room at 2 a.m. A lot of stripped-back DNB can feel too clean if everything is perfectly edited and perfectly synthetic. This approach fixes that by adding memory. Tiny fragments, little transients, broken phrases, filtered noise, and chop tone all working together to make the tune feel alive without crowding the kick, snare, or sub. So let's build it step by step. First, choose a source that behaves like vinyl, not just something that says vinyl on the label. That means a dusty vocal phrase, an old chord stab, a break fragment, a field recording, or any short audio clip with grain and transient detail. You want character. You want little imperfections. You want something that already has a bit of life in it. Drag that source into an audio track and find a short section, maybe 1 to 4 bars, with a few interesting attacks. Don't choose something too polished. The warehouse code vibe works best when the source has scrape, grit, and awkward microtransients. That slight mess is what gives the texture personality. Now switch the clip to warp and choose the warp mode based on the source. Complex Pro is great if you're stretching tonal material and want to preserve shape. Texture is useful for noisier fragments and dusty smear. Repitch is brilliant if you want that old record pitch drift feel when you change speed. For this kind of lesson, I usually lean towards something imperfect and expressive rather than super clean. Next, cut the sample into playable fragments. You can slice it to a new MIDI track, which is often the fastest way to get hands-on control, or you can cut directly in arrangement if you want to stay more linear. For an intermediate workflow, slicing to a new MIDI track is a strong move because it makes the chops feel playable. Aim for around 8 to 16 slices total. You want a few strong slices with obvious transients, several thinner texture slices, and maybe 1 or 2 reverse-ish or breathy pieces. That gives you enough variation to create movement without turning the whole thing into random audio confetti. Once the chops are on a MIDI track, it's time to shape the tone. Put your texture through a simple stock FX chain. A solid starting point is EQ8, saturator, drum bus or roar, auto filter, and utility. Use EQ8 first to clear space. High pass somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz so the texture stays out of the sub and kick body. If there's a harsh spike in the upper mids, maybe around 2.5 to 5 kHz, gently cut that area. We're not trying to make this sound thin. We're trying to make it fit. Then add saturator for a bit of controlled grit. A drive amount around 2 to 6 dB is often enough. Keep soft clip on if you want the distortion to feel contained and usable. After that, use drum bus or roar to add density. With drum bus, a little drive goes a long way. If the chops are getting too clicky, you can pull the transients back slightly. Keep boom off unless you want extra low mid bloom, which is usually not necessary for a texture layer in a dense DNB mix. Auto filter is where you'll bring the movement later. For now, set it as a band pass or low pass and keep resonance modest. We're going to automate that motion so the texture opens and closes with the arrangement. Utility is your final control stage. If the material is getting too wide or too messy, narrow it up. Keep the texture mostly disciplined. The drums and bass own the floor. This layer lives higher up in the mix, where it can add dirt and shimmer without stealing headroom. Now we turn the chops into a groove. Don't just place them on every grid line and call it done. That's the fastest way to make it feel robotic. Instead, program syncopation that supports the phrasing of DNB. A useful pattern might be to slice on beat 1, a quieter fragment on the end of 2, a reverse or sustained piece into beat 3, and then a shortcut just before the snare on 4. You're creating little push-pull moments that sit around the drums instead of flattening them. This is also a good place to use the groove pool. A subtle swing feel, somewhere around 54 to 58%, can help the chops breathe. Keep the timing adjustment gentle. You want feel, not drunken chaos. If the track is more roller or halftime, leave more space. If it's jungle influenced, you can let the chops chatter a bit more, but still respect the break and the snare. At this point, if the pattern feels good, resample it. This is a huge part of the whole approach. Create a new audio track, set the input to resampling, and print a few bars while you ride the filter and level. The reason this matters is simple. Commitment. Once you print it, you can treat it like audio, and audio is where the real texture magic happens. While resampling, automate the cutoff opening over 4 or 8 bars. Maybe nudge the saturator drive up by a dB or 2 at key moments. You can also send brief bursts into reverb or echo for short space blooms. And if you want a more dramatic moment before a drop, try reversing a small section and letting it pull into the downbeat. Once you've got that printed pass, you can chop it again. That second generation almost always sounds more authentic, more worn, and less like a clean preset chain. It starts to feel like something that's been through a system, which is exactly what we want. Now let's add motion. Use modulation and time-based effects to make the texture breathe. Facer Flanger can add subtle comb movement if you keep the rate very low and the mix light. Redux can introduce a bit of digital edge if you want the layer to feel more broken. Echo gives you those ghost trails and short delay shadows, and reverb or hybrid reverb can place the texture in a room-like or dubby warehouse space. The big idea here is contrast. The texture should drift in and out. It should appear, do its job, and then get out of the way. If it's constantly moving and constantly loud, it becomes wallpaper. If it comes and goes, it feels intentional and musical. Now we place it in the arrangement like a real DNB record. Don't leave it running the whole time. Use it where it actually helps. An 8 or 16 bar intro is perfect for filtered vinyl texture and kickless atmosphere. The first few bars of the drop can keep it narrow and restrained. The last two bars before a switch up can open the filter, add a delay throw, and then cut hard. Breakdown sections are great for bringing it forward again. And for the outro, a stripped back version gives DJ utility and helps the track breathe out naturally. A really strong move is to make the texture answer the bass. Let the bass phrase hit first, then have the vinyl chop reply a bar or two later. Maybe let a snare fill trigger a reverse fragment or a short burst of noise. That call and response relationship makes the FX layer feel musical instead of decorative. Now let's talk about mix control, because this is where the difference between amateur and professional really shows up. Put EQ8 on the texture bus and carve it properly. High pass around 150 to 250 Hz is often a safe starting point. If the texture clouds the snare body, make a small dip around 300 to 600 Hz. If it competes with a snare crack or respite, a narrow cut around 2 to 4 kHz can help a lot. And if you want a little air, a gentle shelf above 8 to 10 kHz can bring back dust and sparkle. Use utility to manage width too. Keep the core texture fairly narrow. You can widen the airy top layer if needed, but always check mono compatibility, especially if you've used phasing, chorus, or delay. In DNB, a texture that sounds huge in solo but disappears in context is not a failure. That's normal. What matters is whether it supports the groove and adds atmosphere without stealing headroom. Let's pause for some quick coach notes, because these matter a lot. Think in layers of intention, not just layers of sound. Your chopped vinyl bed should usually have one main job at a time. Maybe it's adding motion. Maybe it's adding dirt. Maybe it's adding transition energy. If it's doing all three constantly, the arrangement starts to blur. Also, watch your transient density. DNB already has a lot of rhythmic detail in the drums. If the texture is full of tiny attacks, it can make the whole groove feel noisy instead of powerful. Sometimes the better move is to use more sustained fragments and fewer sharp hits. And remember this, use contrast, not constant motion. A texture that's always active becomes background wallpaper. A texture that changes every couple of bars feels alive. That kind of dynamic change is what makes it musical. Another really important point: treat the texture like a side character in the mix. If you can clearly hear every detail of it during the drop, it may be too loud. The best versions often become obvious only when muted. That's not a weakness. That's tasteful arrangement. Also, check the loop point carefully. If there's a jump, that can be cool if you want an edited, chopped feel. But if it's accidental, it can sound clunky. Crossfade or re-edit the edges if you want it smoother. And finally, always check the texture at low volume. If it only sounds good loud, it may be relying too much on harshness. A good texture should still make the track feel more alive even when played quietly. If you want to push this further, here are a few advanced variations. Try a dual speed layer. Duplicate the texture and keep one copy at normal speed while warping the other slightly slower. Blend them quietly together and you get this smeared, drifting feel that can sound amazing in intros or breakdowns. You can also use two-zone processing. Split the texture into a low mid-bodied layer and a high noise layer, then process them separately. Keep the body darker and more mono and let the top layer handle delay, width, or modulation. That gives you texture without losing focus. For more energy, create a micro stutter version. Chop one or two slices into very short rhythmic repeats and use them only as fills at the end of 4 or 8 bar phrases. That's especially effective before snare rolls or bass edits. A pitch displaced farination also works really well. Duplicate a few slices and shift them slightly up or down. Keep the change subtle. You don't want it to sound melodic. You want it to feel unstable, like worn playback heads or old media. And if you want a shadow layer, make a ghost version, heavily filtered, low in level, and wide. Let it sit under the main texture so when the main layer drops out, the atmosphere still survives.